Good day, good rising, good evening. Greetings to you. Today's prayer, I'm excited to be before Father and share with you. The next couple of prayers will be based upon warfare, sanctification, consecrations. Our lifestyles should be a lifestyle of prayer, which is sanctification and consecration to the Most High. As it is with fasting and, you know, dedicated fasting and prayer, sometimes we have days or weeks or times where we just set apart time to fast and pray. And we should do that as well. This is part of our warfare, our spiritual warfare. Because remember, the word of the Most High says that our warfare is not carnal, but it's spiritual, to the pulling down of strongholds. And in order to be able to do that, as the Messiah has taught us, we need to fast and pray, because certain things won't come out except we fast and pray. That said, our lifestyles, our entire lifestyle needs to be one of sanctification and consecration, because we are always and should always be ready for warfare and battle. The scriptures I will be using today, or referring to in the prayer, there are Exodus 19, verse 5, Joshua chapter 3, verse 5, chapter 10. Joshua chapter 3, verse 5, and verse 10. 1 Chronicles 29 and 5, 2 Chronicles 22, verse 2, it will be 2 Chronicles chapter 25, verse 2, chapter 29, verse 5, Psalm chapter 15, verses 1 and 2, Isaiah chapter 1, 11 through 17, chapter 29, verse 23 and 58. Daniel, chapter 11, verse 35. Zechariah, chapter 13, verse 9. Hosea, chapter 10, verse 2b. Malachi, chapter 2, 8. Chapter 3, verse 2b. Through 3, John chapter 17, verse 16 and 17, Romans chapter 12, 1 and 2, verses 1 and 2, Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3, 4, chapter 13 of Ephesians, verse 2. I am so sorry, no. That's Ephesians. Let's start again. That's Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3, 4, and 13. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 9 and 10. Chapter 7, verse 1, 17 through 21. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 12. Luke chapter 2, verse 38. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 9. 1 Peter, chapter 2, verse 9. 2 Peter, chapter 3, verse 11. And 1 John, chapter 1, 7 and 9. We are standing in His presence on holy ground. And His glory, His kimbo, is all around. So we praise so nini na nini now, as we stand in His presence on holy ground. We say akumbu waku yetunda lala, which means your name is great. Means so nini's name is great. Nkunduaku Yatundalala. Your name is great, Father. Your name is great and mighty. Your name is a strong tower. The righteous run in and we are safe. The name of the Most High is our refuge. The name of the Most High is our salvation. His glory, his kimbo, his presence, without it, we are nothing and can do nothing. It is only through you, so Nini Nani, the mighty one of the Bantu, who enables us to stand strong, who enables us to fight, who enables us to war in the spirit. We thank you, Father, that you've given your angels charge over us to keep us in all our ways, and that they'll gather us in their hands lest we dash our foot against a stone. We thank you, Father, for never leaving us nor forsaking us. We thank you that you are true to your word and your word will not fail. We thank you that you are the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. You don't change. You don't change. You are always the same. Thank you, Most High, for teaching us to obey your voice and to keep your covenant, that we may be a set-apart treasure to you above all others. For the earth is yours, and we, your people, are your kingdom of priests and kings. We are a holy nation. So, Nini Nani, just as the Messiah was not of this world, neither are we. And we ask you, according to your word, to sanctify us by your truth, for your word is truth. We come to you for sanctification, for consecration. We come to you that you will wash and cleanse us with your spirit, with your word, with the washing of the water of your word. Sanctify and set us apart unto yourself, as you did with our ancestors, as you did with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We thank you that we have been blessed with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places, in the Messiah, in you, Most High. Just as you chose the Messiah before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy without blame before you in love. Also, in you, Most High, we trust, after we've heard your word of truth, which is our salvation. Father, we make it our aim. We make it our goal, regardless if we are present or absent, that we are well-pleasing to you, because we must appear before the judgment seat. Father, as we are in you, we are new creations. All things are passed away and all things have become new. Now, Most High, I know that all things are of you, and you have reconciled us to yourself. You have bought us and brought us back to yourself. And we thank you for the ministry of reconciliation. We thank you that you are opening our eyes. You are opening your people's eyes and you're turning their hearts to you, Father, and that you are waking up and putting the dry bones together. You are reconciling us. You are waking us up on the four corners of the earth where you have scattered us. You are waking us up and bringing us back to you. Thank you, Father. Now, Father, we ask that we be ambassadors to you in the earth, that we be your voice, your ears, and your eyes in the earth, that the light that you told Moses, when you explained to Moses that Aaron and his sons would be light, and that they would bear light, the 12 names of Jacob on their shoulders and the stones on their heart, on the breastplate, Father, that they will be light and minister to you. Father, may we, your people, your called out ones, your people who you covenant with through Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, may we be ambassadors, may we be light before the nations. We be your light in this earth. Thank you, Father. Sanctify us daily so we can be free to do wonders among the nations by driving out without fail those things that keep us from entering into the place of promise. Father, your word tells us that we must regard you as holy, and you must be glorified before all. For this is your requirement for us to come near you as your priest, as your kings, as your chosen generation. We shall be holy to the Most High. So nini na nini. For your word says that we are holy before the Most High. We offer our lives before you. We therefore consecrate ourselves as priests and as kings, because you sanctify us and set us apart unto you, Father. Teach us to fear you and to be reverent to your name. So nini na nini. Modimo, that the law of truth may be in our mouths, and that injustice be not found on our lips. Father, make us to walk with you in peace and equity, and to turn many away from iniquity. Help us to walk with you in peace and equity and truth, Father, that we will be able to help those who are still blind to open their eyes, that they're still groping in the dark, to shine light upon them, Father, and turn them away from iniquity, from the iniquity that was put upon us by the nations when we were scattered, from that we can turn them from the iniquity that placed us in the predicament for us to be scattered. For your word declares that the lips of a priest should keep knowledge, and that your people will seek your work from the mouth of a priest. Yes, you are like a refiner's fire and full of soap. Father, so nini na nini, sit as a refiner and a purifier of silver. Purify us and purge us as gold and silver, that we may offer to you an offering in righteousness, Father. Most High, we confess that our heart is hard and fallow in many areas of our lives. And it is time to seek you. It is time to be awakened. It is time to hear you. It is time for the bones, those dead bones, those dry bones, to start coming alive, so we can be used by you, Father. We will seek you until you come and rain righteousness on us, Most High. Father, may we say yes and totally surrender to your sanctification process. Teach us to truly say, let it be according to your word, that we will not turn away from you, but keep turning toward you, looking and lifting our eyes upon you, Most High, our safety, our hiding place, our mighty shepherd, our rear guard. Father, we just don't want to do what's right, but we want to be right with a loyal heart. Teach us to have a loyal heart toward you, toward your word, toward your righteousness. We thank you that you will bring us through the fire, and that you will refine us as silver is refined, and test us as gold is tested. And we will call upon your name, so nini na nini, and you will answer us. Father, in our cutting, refine us, purify us, as you cut away and purge and prune. Purify us and make us clean before you. Father, you will say that we belong to you, and we will say that so nini na nini is our mighty one. We proclaim and walk in the light of the Most High. We fellowship with our Father, and he fellowships with us. Cleanse us from all sin. Cleanse us, Most High, from all unrighteousness. We confess our sins before you, our iniquity and transgressions before you, and that even of our ancestors. We confess them, Father, and we turn from our sin. We turn from worshiping idols, the cross, the Kabbalah. We turn from mentioning idol God's names in our mouths, for your word declares that we should not even mention their names. They should not even be on our lips. Father, we turn from idols. We turn from idol worship. We turn from those things that keep us from you. We repent and we turn to you, Father. We proclaim that as we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We turn from our sins, we turn from iniquity, and we turn back to the covenant that you made with our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And we proclaim that we will live a holy life before you, that we will live a righteous life before you and before men, that they will look at our good works and glorify so nini na nini. We proclaim that we are, that the Bantu, that we are the people of the book. We are the chosen generation. We are a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people to proclaim your praises, for you have called us out of darkness into your marvelous light. We proclaim that so nini na nini has saved us and called us with a holy calling when he called our father Abraham out of the Ur of Chaldees, when he called our father Abraham to come out from his father's people, from his father's house, and to go into a land that the Most High has shown him. And our father Abraham had confidence in you, Most High, and obeyed you. You set him apart. You called him holy. You set his seed apart. You set his children apart. You sanctified us according to the purpose and grace. We proclaim that we have been consecrated to so nini na nini before we was born, while we were in Abraham's bosom, while we were in his loins. You made the promise that his seed will be like the stars of the sky, like the sand of the sea. And this was before he even had Isaac. This was before Ishmael came. But the promise was not in Ishmael. The promise was in Isaac. You sanctified and consecrated his children before we were born. And we now understand we are Abraham's seed. And we now proclaim the promises that you made with our father Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And we cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, that we may be perfected in holiness in the fear of so nini na nini. We proclaim that our body has been been presented as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to you, Father, which is our reasonable service and act of worship. And we proclaim that we will not be conformed to this world, the lifestyle, the way of thinking and doing life in the land of our captivity. But we will be transformed by the renewing of our mind, returning us back to our covenant, our culture, our way of living, our way of serving you, Most High, that we may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of Sonini Nanini for our lives. And we proclaim and will hallow the name of the Most High, Sonini Nanini, the Holy One of Jacob. We fear Sonini Nanini. The works of your hands are wonderful, Father. And how can we not honor you? We will abide in your tabernacle and dwell in your holy hill. We will walk upright and work righteousness. We will speak truth in our heart because we are consecrated unto you, Sonini Nanini, the creator of heaven and earth. To the one who sits above the circle of the earth, as we set apart time to be with you in prayer, as we set apart time to be with you in fasting, let us find no pleasure in our flesh. Let it not be a fast for stride and debate on how deep we think we are. But let our fasting, the time that we set apart for fasting, be pleasing to you, so you can hear our voice when we cry unto you, Father. Most High, you have chosen a fast that our soul can be afflicted and made humble before you, because this pleases you. Most High, in our fastings, we want to loose the bounds of wickedness out and off our people. We want to undo heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, and that yokes can be broken in every areas of our lives and the lives of the people, that we may share the bread of life with hungry people, to be delivered and saved and awoke, that we may show forth mercy and cover the nakedness of the sins of the people. Then we can walk in the promise and the promise of your word. We shall break forth like the morning. Your people shall break forth like the morning and be hope for the nations. The healing that you have placed in us shall spring forth speedily, and your righteousness shall go before us. The glory, the kimbo of Sonini Nanini shall back us up, and you will answer us when we call upon you and show us great and mighty things that we did not know. We will not have to worry about being alone as we take away the things that hold us back from you, those things that displease you. We come away from gossip. We come away from backbiting. We come away from having an evil heart toward others. We come away from evil doing. We come away from talking about people in a negative way. Our words should edify and build one another up. Then the promise that you have made in us, which is that light in us shall dawn in the darkness and cause others to see you, Father. You will guide us always and satisfy us and make us strong. And you will refresh us and strengthen us. I thank you, Father, for this time. Thank you, Father, that you will allow your people, your called out ones, to be called the repairer of the breach of broken things in the lives of others, and restorer of the streets to dwell in, to help restore the lives and other people. their minds, helping them to see the error of our ways, to help them to come away from idol worship, those idol worship that keep us from getting closer to you. We find our delight in you. We find our delight in you. We find our delight in you, Most High. And because of this, you will cause us to be blessed. You will cause us to be a bukun. Therefore, so nini nani, use our mouth to cry aloud and spare not against sin by the truth of your word, that we may make known the sins and transgression of the people. Let the purpose of our fasting, let the purpose of our sanctification, our consecration before you be delightful, a good smelling savor before you. For it is our desire to please you, Father. We don't want our prayers, we don't want our lives to be stink in your nostrils. And we ask you to cleanse and purify us of sin, iniquity, transgression. Make known to us those things that we ought to repent from, turn away from, so that our lives before you can be holy and sanctified. And that when we pray and when we fast, it won't be hindered because there's nothing in the way. That our voices and prayer may be heard before you, and that you will honor us when we pray. We thank you for hearing us. We thank you for hearing us. We thank you for honoring the covenant. And we pray this prayer based upon the covenant that you made with our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Be exalted, Most High, above the heavens. Be exalted, so nini, nanini. Be full of all your glory, all of your kimbo, kimbo, na, tata, nanzambi, yamazulu. Hallelujah. There is none like you, Most High, and your ways are past finding out. We give you honor. We bow our hearts and our lives to you. You are altogether worthy, Most High. There is none before you. There is none after you. You, Most High, are all powerful, all knowing, all able, all seeing, and all doing. And every knee will bow. And every tongue will confess that so nini na nini is the Most High. We thank you for Isaiah. We thank you for Messendancy that you sent to bring us back to you, Father, to turn us back to the covenant. We thank you for your Son. We thank you for the Messiah. We thank you for not leaving us nor forsaking us, but that we can boldly say, you and you alone are our help. We lift up our eyes to the hill from which comes our help. Our help comes from Sonini, Nanini, Samandla, the mighty one of the Bantu. Blessed be Ibukun, Ibukun, the name of Sonini, Nanini.